Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Environmental expert Raymond Dasman dies. Raymond Dasman, considered a founder of international environmentalism, died Tuesday, November 5th at the age of 83 in his home in Santa Cruz, California. Dasman, a professor emeritus of ecology at the University of California at Santa Cruz, had been in ill health for several years. He was the author of more than a dozen books, including The Destruction of California, Environmental Conservation, Wildlife Biology, and California's Changing Environment. He began working as a conservation biologist in the 1950s when the field was just emerging, identifying the threats of population growth, pollution, habitat loss, and species eradication that would become the focus of international conservation efforts. Dasman made an impassioned plea for sustainability on a planet with limited resources. In addition to his academic career, he did pioneering work in the 1960s with the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, where he helped launch the Man and Biosphere Program. For most of the 1970s, Dasman worked in Switzerland as a senior ecologist for the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Dasman's efforts earned him many major international awards, including the top conservation medals of the World Wildlife Society and the Smithsonian Institution. The Order of the Golden Ark, which recognizes the world's most distinguished conservationists, was awarded to Ray Dasman by the Dutch government in 1978. Born in San Francisco, Dasman was fascinated by wildlife from an early age. His college education in biology was interrupted by World War II. He served in New Guinea and Australia, where he met his wife of 45 years, Elizabeth Sheldon, who died in 1996. After receiving his bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in zoology from the University of California at Berkeley, Dasman embarked on a career in teaching, research, and public service in 1954. He was a professor of wildlife management at Humboldt State University for 8 years before joining the faculty at the University of California at Santa Cruz in 1977. He retired from UCSC in 1989. A gifted writer, Dasman was at home in the field, the classroom, and the policy arena. He translated his passion for nature into a vision of planet preservation years before the public began to grapple with concepts like conservation and overpopulation. Dasman's research took him to Africa, Sri Lanka, the Caribbean, and California. He was an early advocate of conservation policies that respect indigenous peoples, and his calls for minimizing human impacts on the land helped lay the groundwork for the field of environmental ethic. Dasman fought for the title of his influential text, Environmental Conservation, at a time when the phrase was unknown, and his pioneering work on game ranching in Africa fostered the field of eco-development and helped make ecotourism a household word. Early this year, Dasman published his memoirs, Called by the Wild, The Autobiography of a Conservationist. Dasman's most recent efforts focused on the creation of the Golden Gate Biosphere Reserve, one of 300 international sites designated by the United Nations for protection and access. The Golden Gate Bioregional Preserve consists of more than 2 million acres that extend from the Bodega Marine Laboratory north of San Francisco to Jasper Ridge near Stanford University and 30 miles offshore to the edge of the continental shelf. The reserve is managed by 9 separate entities, each of which helps protect the wide variety of native species and natural habitats that characterize the coastal region of Central California, while offering recreational and educational opportunities for many millions of visitors. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. As my advisor for 4 years at the University of California at Santa Cruz, I found Ray Dasman to be a thoughtful and approachable person who was always willing to take a few minutes out of his busy schedule to talk to students. His obvious passion for and depth of knowledge of ecology was a constant encouragement for all students in the Environmental Studies Department. We will all miss Ray Dasman very much. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruzef@cruzio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.